What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It is Crab Diving Live, broadcasting in your direction from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USOA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, you might be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
God. Never, ever, ever gets old. However you're listening to us, we appreciate the crap out of it. We're going to be here for a couple hours. Thanks for downloading, etc., listening live. Yes. We love our live listeners.
Ooh, yes.
Thank you. And tweet us during the show, in fact.
Twat
us. We love our downloaders, too.
Oh, yeah. We love them. Downloaders, we love everybody, baby.
Most everybody.
Download this.
Some everybody.
Oh, yeah.
However you're listening to us, thanks for joining. And tweet us during the show, crab diving. I think I might have just fucking said that. And buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon if you want to support the show.
Yes, do that.
Buy shit through our Amazon portal. Right. I actually ordered some stuff earlier, and I didn't get any warning that it was going to be like late or anything. Yeah. So,
jeez.
It's very important dog items. Biodegradable poop bags.
Biodegradable.
And Denta Bones.
You know, but those biodegradable bags.
They're made out of vegetable material.
Yeah. So you can eat them?
They say, like, if you don't use them within 18 months, to throw them out, because you might go to pick up some shit and you might push your fingers.
We might
right
have to
them.
Eat those, though, before they You're get used. Have to I eat mean, them. They're made of vegetable material. And by the way, but they're thrown in, they'll get, well, I guess they get thrown in the trash. Because a lot of times they only get thrown in what is already a trash liner anyway. So the plastic trash liner would prevent that.
No, I mean, is that to consider?
Have you eaten one? I mean, they're made of vegetables.
I, you know, haven't.
So
it's
gross.
Not, it's not the kind of thing I.
Well, it's the apocalypse.
I'm gonna try.
Thank you.
It's not Trump's like a America. Fruit roll up.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining. Let's see. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And before we get too far into today's show, I just want to say free the butthole cut.
Oh, I've got that.
Hashtag free the butthole cut.
I've got it.
Look at that. I just want to put that hashtag out there because I feel like it's getting ignored. And
well, it was trending yesterday. I just didn't get to it on the show.
Okay.
Well, now I have to do it. Now I got to find it. The
I mean, you know, it's just the little things in life mean a lot these days. And
well, what did I say to you yesterday? I came out to tell you about the story, and I said my faith in man is restored.
Yes, it is. Well, we need it, though. Harvey Weinstein, whoever produced Cats, please. I know this butthole cut exists. It must exist somewhere.
What we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. They know. Everybody knows this story.
No, they don't.
You don't think so?
No. One of the most pilloried films of the year. In fact, I think, did it sweep or did a really good job at the Razzies this year?
Cats, the movie.
Live action.
Live action.
But it's that's the stage version. I still don't understand. This is so weird.
So here we have a little rundown. Cats earned a 20% score on Rotten Tomatoes, which puts it really rotten.
Yeah, absolutely.
An unfavorable 32 on Metacritic. Got a C+ on CinemaScore.
Oh, good.
The movie made $74 million at the box office.
Wow.
Its reported budget was $100 million. Just for production alone, and they usually spend almost that much on marketing.
But like a lot of that money, it didn't make money because first they had the buttholes, and buttholes.
Tom Hooper continued to tweak Cat's lackluster visual effects, even after they released the movie. You'll remember that they kind of pulled it for one weekend, didn't they? Because they were rolling out a new cut.
Yes.
Which is never a good sign.
A butthole cut.
They didn't even, Universal didn't even submit the movie for Oscar consideration in any category, not even special effects or anything.
Not even special effects, guys. Come on.
It says instead co-stars. Oh, I didn't see this. I didn't watch the Oscars, but James Corden and Rebel Wilson, came out in cat costumes on stage.
Oh my God. I
missed that. Now I want to Google that.
Oh yeah. I want to see that. Cat.
It was named worst picture of the year by the Razzies.
I'm Rum Tum Tummy Cat.
It says, the film's notoriously bizarre storyline, uncanny valley skirting human cat hybrids, and choppy CGI have cultivated a cult fan base. Movie theaters continually are holding, quote, rowdy screenings of the movie for weeks, encouraging moviegoers to sing and yell at the screen with the Jellicle cats as they dance. So they're turning it into like
Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror. Thank you.
I tell you what, the Crab Diving Podcast has to go on record saying that surely these rowdy showings of cats has ceased in light of the corona outbreak and COVID-19.
Hopefully.
But damn, I tell you what, I sure wish I would have gotten in on this before all the quarantines and the stay at home. Fuck. That sounds like fun.
It's become something of a collective, cats has become something of a collective shorthand for so bad that it's maybe good.
I love that.
Particularly for those who can tolerate its nonsensical plot, where while Idris Elba cat and James Corden cat snarl and fart on screen for 90 minutes.
Wait.
Idris Elba is a cat.
So he was a cat.
Yeah. Pre coronavirus.
Well, I mean,
Now that Cats is available,
catch it on Cats.
No. Now that Cats is available for digital purchase and rental, new viewers are discovering this weirdo film. One newcomer to Cats is actor Seth Rogen, who live tweeted his experience while watching it very stoned on Twitter late Tuesday night.
Yeah.
He started his journey as a skeptic, saying, am I supposed to know what a Jellicle is?
Right.
Said it 200,000 times, but I don't know what's happening. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, you got to see the Broadway play first, I guess.
By the end, Rogan also called out the visual and narrative inconsistencies.
Thank you.
From the presence of a milk bar. For cats.
Oh, what's wrong with
to
that?
To Judi Dench's coat, jeez, which was made of cat fur. Ooh.
God, that's fucking,
wait a second.
That is, that's fucked up, right? I mean, that is fucked up. What the
fuck? By the end, Seth Rogen, it says he didn't make it to the end of the movie. Based on the timestamps in his Twitter thread, he gave up less than an hour into Cats. He said, all right, I'm turning this off and watching 90 Day Fiancé. Good night. Stay clean as fuck, he said.
He couldn't even get through it.
Right before it, he tweeted, out of respect, I'll leave Idris out of all this.
Hey, listen, man. I mean, here's the thing. He's getting paid, right? I mean, he's getting paid. Idris Elba's getting paid to be in that movie. Who? But see, this is Hollywood, right? Because to me, Hollywood is like this. A lot of people go there to get famous, and a lot of these people are on trust funds, and so they don't have to work a separate job. And then they get in show business just because they're hanging around.
Right.
And they can't. This has to be that. But
can't?
Yeah. Who? I mean, where does this come from?
Well, it's a T.S. Eliot.
Well, no, poem. I understand this. But who woke up in the morning
Andrew
is
Lloyd
like...
Andrew Lloyd Webber would be the one to first ask.
Well, yeah, and if I'm Andrew Lloyd Webber, I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll let you pay. You can pay me to do this horrible thing. I don't give a fuck.
It's like T.S. Eliot was tripping his balls off and writing about Jellicle Cats and Mungo Jerry and Rumpelfuckus. And
see, this makes me think that Hollywood knew this virus was coming, so they're just greenlighting everything to get as much shit out the door and sell as many tickets as possible until we're all quarantined. I know it.
Well, amid all the errant, all the shit that was on the social media, one tweet suddenly ricocheted the renewed Cats conversation in a different direction.
Okay.
This person tweeted, a VFX producer friend of a friend was hired in November to finish some of the 400 effects shots in the Cats movie.
Okay.
His entire job was to remove CGI buttholes that had been inserted a few months before, which means that somewhere out there, there exists a butthole cut of Cats. So
insertion of the CGI butthole.
Trending on Twitter for quite a long time. Hashtag release the butthole cut.
Yes. Release the butthole cut. Now, we should demand nothing less. We're all sitting at home with nothing to fucking do. We might as well see those cat buttholes, right? Right?
It says the cats and cats have numerous human features, like hands with fingers and feet with toes, flaring nostrils. But one thing they do not have is clothing, except for Judi Dench's creepy cat fur coat. The exposed rear ends of the cats are family friendly, however.
What?
They have tails, but no butt cheeks. There is nary a genital in sight.
They said nary?
I'm reading from Fox, yeah.
Okay.
And the only silhouettes of features that serve to demarcate female from male felines.
Only silhouette. So here, guys, we're only going to do a silhouette of the cock. We don't have to do the full cat cock, just a silhouette of the cat cock.
Taylor Swift's Bomba Lorena was called out for having human-like cat boobs.
Do we get to see her cat butthole?
So the suggestion of I hope we don't find out this isn't true. So the suggestion of a so-called butthole cut ignited a cat's lusting crowd of tweeters eager for more ways to eke entertainment out of the movie.
Yes.
Rogan then jumped on the train.
Okay.
Urging Universal to hashtag release the butthole cut.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Do it. Damn it.
Rian Johnson, the director of Star Wars The Last Jedi, joined in.
Yes, of course.
Lindsay Ellis, a YouTuber, a big YouTuber who does film critiques.
Yes, thank you,
also
Lindsay.
Also said, release the butthole cut.
Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you, Lindsay.
So those people with the blue check marks were able to get...
Where is George Clooney on this?
To get it going.
Where is George Clooney? I think we need the butthole cut. I think it's a non-negotiable. I'm sorry.
This guy has a great point. Just imagine you worked your ass off to get through college to become a CGI artist. Eventually, you land a job in Hollywood. One day, you're hired to draw 400 cat buttholes. And then someone comes along and erases all your buttholes.
God, I just drew all those. And how do you, what is the...
I can't believe we're opening with this.
Well, it's
this now means that the rest of the show is going to be about buttholes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, enough about the butthole. But, like, how do you draw the pictures of the buttholes? I mean, how do you decide...
Well, I would assume you call your cat over and ask it to pose. You might be able to screen cap it. You could take a picture of it and import that.
Probably the guy's like, listen, I got to make a confession. I don't have CGI. A cat. I got a dog. I just used a dog's ass for the fucking, for the base.
He used his own.
Yeah, I used my own. I thought that would be the best.
Squatting over his iPhone.
Right. I used to pour one of those squatty potties with a selfie stick.
Oh, they're saying it. We may know that. Oh, there's a cat's visual effects crew member who was asked to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Who says that there is no butthole cut.
Fuck you. Fuck you, cats. That's propaganda.
There were never shots of cats with buttholes, or at least by design. None that I saw anyway. However, yeah, there were a dozen or so shots where the skin and fur sim was groomed or just folded in a way that really looked like furry lady genitals and buttholes by accident. This is really tiny
furry
writing.
Furry lady genitals and buttholes by accident.
I tried to read this.
Is that box you said, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
But this is the tweet. This is the person who on Facebook is an anonymous VFX worker
saying
on cats who is
lies.
Debunking it.
Liar. You fucking liar. Bullshit.
The task, as typical with heavy CG shows, fell on 2D to paint out the offending articles where it was brought up and spotted. Oh, so he's saying that the way the simulated fur that they CG'd onto them.
Yes.
At some points when the lady cats would walk.
Right.
Or other cats, the way their tail worked or something.
Right.
The program that renders the fur rendered like shadows and folds in such a way that it looked like a hoo-ha or a butthole.
Render me shadows and folds in such a way that there shall be a hoo-ha.
So that's what this guy is saying, that when they spotted those errant
right
buttholes and badges, they would get rid of them. It says daily reviews were constant awkward discussions of people plucking up the courage to point things out. Oh, this is British. Point things like this out. Does that look like a fanny to you? Fanny in across the pond is a vagina.
Right.
It means pussy.
Oh, yes. Now,
does that look like a fanny to you?
That's one of the fannies from the T.S. Eliot poem.
See, that's the difference between the Brits and us, because there, people had to pluck up the courage to point out stuff like that.
Here we would
be like, oh my God, that looks like a vagina.
Right, right. So, meaning we're better.
Oh, I smell a butthole gate cover up. This person says, now butthole gate. So there you go.
That's funny. Shit. Hey, you mentioned, how are they doing across the pond? Do they still have Corona, do you think?
I guess. I mean, yeah. I haven't, frankly, I've been watching our numbers, not theirs. So I don't, I mean, they all do.
Right.
And Boris Johnson was kind of the same. At first he was like,
Bojo.
At first he was like, you know, whatever. Oh, right. It's not going to be that bad. Don't worry about it.
Ha 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 ha.
And then, of course, later he's being slammed for his response
lack
thereof.
Absolutely, Pat.
What does that sound like?
Well, it sounds a lot like us.
Hmm.
Although it doesn't really feel like Trump is doing much of anything now, right? I mean, we're sort of left to the whim of our governors and mayors, maybe.
Well,
I don't
okay,
know.
At least hopefully he gets the fuck out of the way then, in that case.
Now, have you found a ventilator if you need one?
No, I'm not.
Well, we all have to find our own,
I assume. Yeah. And here it is. Trump passes the buck. Not my job to get med supplies is the headline at the HuffPo.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
God, and even Bush, even Reagan would have been reassuring, saying the buck stops here. I am on this. I'm going to get this done. I take full responsibility for the response of the federal government.
Well, not AIDS, but maybe anything else he might have.
Well, he didn't believe in that one.
Oh, that's true.
Pressed by a reporter on the dire shortage of medical supplies and testing to deal with the coronavirus, Trump directed responsibility for the crisis and instead put the burden on governors.
Oh, thank
you. Here we go.
That's good. But, you know, it's a different, like, if you have Governor Cuomo or Governor Inslee or Governor Newsom, rather than say Governor DeRacis, I think you might be in better shape. Right?
Yeah. Or Ivy.
Alabama is doing their part. Don't make a joke. I just saw.
Seriously? Our governor is worse than Kay Ivey?
No, I read a story where, I'm going to get this right. Something about Alabama. ABC Liquor, whatever the government thing is that regulates booze.
Okay.
The ABC Liquor of Alabama is allowing curbside pickup.
Oh, well, there you go. They are ahead of us.
Yeah.
Speaking at what's become a daily White House briefing on the pandemic, not helping.
Right.
Making things worse. We would really love to see the adults. We don't want to see Trump and then have him waddle out.
Yeah, that's true.
Although he is taking some questions now and giving us fodder.
Right.
Trump insisted the states should take the lead in supplying the badly needed medical equipment and protective items, despite the federal government's vastly greater resources and capabilities.
Right. And like, that's just like I said, Alabama ABC board to allow temporary curbside alcohol sales. So that's the way the states are taking care of it.
Alabama Beverage Commission, maybe, something like that.
I guess. I don't know what that is, but that's good, right? That's helping people.
Governors are supposed to be doing a lot of this work. The federal government's not supposed to be out there buying vast amounts of items and then shipping. You know, we're not a shipping clerk. Oh, my God.
We'll help out. Dick.
See, I can't watch him, so I don't hear these anymore. We're not a shipping clerk. We'll help out wherever we can.
What the fuck?
That's our president.
Wherever we can.
We're not a shipping clerk.
Wherever we can. Wherever we can, you fucks that voted for him. And some of you knew better. Some of you know better. You fucks. Wherever we can. What did Obama say? He would go to bed at night. And the last thing he thought, could I do any more for this country? I swear to God, he said that. Remember, he said that.
Yeah.
I believed him.
And he could actually talk to his wife about it. He was in the same room with him.
Oh, sure, liberal. Why do you say that? Just because, you know, they don't get along, do they? You think? They're not fucking.
Who, Barack and Michelle?
No.
Trump and Melania? Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Melania.
Oh, yeah, she's still fucking him after she found out he blew a load in Stormy. While her episiotomy was still
Donald.
Closing up.
Donald.
Meanwhile, the latest.
Be best.
Oh, do we have audio of this?
Is everyone being best out there? I just want to make sure. You guys be best.
Oh, and
I'm be best.
You know, enemy of my enemy. So Rick Wilson, we talk about him all the time, who is in our past wars against conservatism has been the enemy.
Right.
Big time.
Right.
Dirty trickster, spin meister kind of thing.
Yes.
Well, now he's the enemy of our enemy, so we like him.
Yes.
And he's also a really good writer.
Right.
And a rare, funny conservative.
You know, I get him mixed up sometimes when we're playing Rick Wilson stuff. I'm like, God, I can't believe he's married to Kellyanne Conway, and that is not Rick Wilson. That is George Conway.
Conway, yes.
Fuck.
Rick Wilson is, I think what he said was being... was trending this morning. Hashtag be infected.
Yes.
I believe it was.
Okay.
And he tweeted that hashtag in response to a Melania. Some ridiculous Melania story.
Yeah.
Oh, and Fox News is squealing about it.
Oh, okay.
Commenter Rick Wilson took a nasty shot at First Lady Melania Trump. Oh, so when I woke up, hashtag, and this backfired spectacularly.
Yeah.
You'll imagine.
Right.
Hashtag respect the first lady. Try to put that one out on Twitter and see how it goes. Because I went through, I swear, I scrolled down.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, this is going to be all right-wing nutjobs that are trending this. It wasn't. It was sane people shredding them. And I saw more pictures of Melania's tits today than I have ever seen in response to, well, that's not true. When she came out with Be Best, everybody shared her titty pictures social media.
I fucked her doll with the tennis pavilion.
And then every once in a while, there'd be a conservative who was like, she's the classiest that's ever been in there. And then there's the picture of her with the gun holding her vajuju.
Yes. Vajuju. How's her tennis pavilion, though? Is it still
and that's on? Part of it, too. I mean, they were shredding her for that. I don't think he's even... I don't think he's deleted it. I think he's like, fuck you. Because he tweeted, anyone who thought I was wishing COVID on Melania is a fuckwit.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's true.
Yes.
Because it was very obvious he was making fun of her. He was making a twist on her Be Best bullshit.
Right.
He wasn't saying be infected to her.
Right.
He was saying be infected. It's a big difference, but, you know, subtlety and wit
they're stupid.
Before morons.
Oh, they're fucking idiots. They're fucking idiots, and they're not funny.
He says, you know full well it was a riff on Be Best, and its utter failure in the face of her husband's continued role as global troll-in-chief and national bully. That said, fap to your fake ass outrage all you like. Love that they use the word fap.
Yeah, that's nice. Again, no one will get that. They'll be like, what does that mean? He's a communist.
So,
he's very funny. Be Best!
His latest at the Daily Beast.
Yes.
That he wrote. The headline says, you cheered. You fucking ad fucking blocking bullshit. You cheered as he fucked up. No take backs, Trumpists.
Damn right. Damn fucking right. I mean, you know, the reason my thing with this is the reason why this is a usable I told you so moment, because Jesus fucking Christ, I hope people come out and vote blue. I mean,
But the you told you so, I told you so moment is wasted upon these people who are really into him.
Well, it's for the people that could not vote for Hillary. That might not be able to, because
they're obviously going Biden, because the numbers that we're seeing in the primaries kind of make it pretty obvious that there was an awful lot of anti-Hillary vote going on for Bernie.
Right. Yeah. Which is insane. Because right. I tell you what.
Because Bernie is Illinois, it was 50-49. Bernie versus Hillary. She won by 1 point. Biden beat him by like 15 or 20 points.
This is we are in the middle of something that this will be the thing people give a fuck about. This will be the only thing people will give a fuck about voting for. This is the one issue. Congratulations.
Well, unfortunately.
We're in the middle of it. This is all.
So I guess Rick Wilson, I'm going to have to. Oh, it's a members only story. That's a bummer.
That's bullshit. We're the media. Can't we get a pass, motherfuckers? Who is this? What website? Daily Beast. What are we, shitbags? Throw us a fucking bone. We do your stories on our fucking show. Come on.
Right? Oh, this is great, though. The cliche about authoritarian leaders being strong but brittle is coming true with Donald Trump. The cost of this lesson will be tallied in lives and a wrecked economy.
Yep.
Donald Trump and his fans are learning that karmic externalities are a bitch. They're learning that you can get away with a chain of scams, business failures, bankruptcies, and branding disasters and win the presidency, but still fail utterly as a president and a person. It took a global pandemic, the bursting of the Fed-fueled stock market bubble, and an opponent Trump can't face. It doesn't read Twitter, watch Fox, or respond to derisive nicknames. It took a plague to peel back the scales from his eyes finally, and even now, too many Trumpist Republicans insist this is fine. Heck of a job, Trumpy, it says.
Yeah.
That's the opening of it. So,
you know what lesson I've learned from this is that
he's a good writer.
Absolutely. Yeah. We become too nice, man. I absolutely, man.
Other people are saying it's too derisive and it's too, our times are too uncivil.
Oh,
we need to get back to civility.
To me, the reason why get back to civility, that's the reason we have this. The Democrats were very polite to Donald Trump when he was running for president. CNN was very polite to Donald Trump when he was running for president. Jimmy Fallon, very polite.
Yeah, and the whole, I mean, Mitch McConnell literally stole a Supreme Court seat. Literally.
You know,
gloves got to come off a little bit.
And honestly, it's all the way down the line, though. You know,
which is why it's great that Rick Wilson's on our side putting out videos.
Yeah.
With the Lincoln,
right?
The Lincoln Project. In fact, they've got one I wanted
to
play here.
These right wing nut jobs do not deserve our fucking civility. That is kind of why Trump got elected, you know, because we are nice to the right wing nut jobs and we humor them. Fuck that.
Here's the new Lincoln Project ad.
Yes.
This is the group that Rick Wilson is part of. It's a bunch of Never Trumper Republicans.
No, these are great.
There's a virus in the world. For some people, the virus is easy to see. Others don't see it at all. Some say the virus isn't that bad. Others say it's malicious and dangerous. Since there are those who still can't see it, wouldn't it be smart to tell the truth about the virus? Since there is a virus.
It's a picture of Trump looking bewildered.
God, that is terrifying, dude.
There is a virus.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Shit, man.
It's so good.
That's good. Right, there is. I just think about it, and it's... We aren't going to get any leadership from Washington until he's not there.
Well, right.
I mean, maybe those checks will come that he's talking about, but I don't believe that shit. Not until you see
it. And there's one reason he wants to do that.
To get reelected.
He thinks he's literally going to say, I'm going to give everybody $1,000 or $2 and they're going to let me in vote for me. You want to bet, Don?
Yeah, there's that New York. Did you see?
We'll all say, "Hey, thanks for the money." We'll send our next thank you to President Biden.
that is insane. I mean, and the $1,000 check. I mean, fuck
two.
You. Two of them.
2,000. A bunch of
you know.
Them.
That's shit. People aren't going to have any work, man. That's nothing. They need something better. We need something better than that. We need a better plan. We deserve a better president. This sucks.
Testing chaos continues is the headline over at Drudge Report.
Jesus Christ.
It's a Wall Street Journal story. Yes. Which a lot of these are dropping their paywalls. For during the coronavirus.
Thank you. That's
the Wall Street Journal is not one.
Oh, so, yes. Rupert Murdoch.
I don't know why you would link to that. Why would you link to that, right. Drudge? Oh, no, I lied. I can close the ad. I apologize.
Nice.
Not to Rupert Murdoch. He can
out.
He can
rot, motherfucker. Oh, wait, he's still alive.
Feeling sick on Friday. This is anecdotal. Rachel Willingham went to the doctor who gave her an order for the new coronavirus test, sent her to a mobile clinic. The Colorado Health Department set up when she arrived at 9:45 a.m. A half dozen police officers were blocking the entrance. She returned to the clinic that afternoon, but was told the testing was over for the day.
Good God.
She called the number for the state health department, was told come back Saturday at noon. She did, only to find testing had been moved to the Denver Coliseum. So she went over to the Coliseum, went to the stadium, waited in line of 100 cars for almost 2 hours. Only to be turned away
again,
with no explanation. She said, this is making it worse. It's contributing greatly to the sense of fear.
You said that's anecdotal? That story, or that's a
no. I meant it's. I thought it was opening with stats.
Oh, okay. God, that's crazy, man. Everything just so fucked up. Nothing's organized. God.
The Colorado Health Department has moved the mobile testing clinic in Denver to the tiny mountain town of Telluride, 6 hours away.
What?
Ski communities have been hit hard. Officials say they have no plans to reopen one in Denver, and they've pivoted to target testing the most vulnerable individuals throughout Colorado. That means they don't have the tests. They have to prioritize the tests and say, yes. We're sorry, unless...
That's crazy.
Unless you're barfing up lung tissue, we can't do anything for
that.
You
the
right
true,
now.
You know what that is? They're falling back. That's what that is. All these people need tests, and they realize that now they can't test them all. So now they have to pick and choose who they test.
Well, right.
That means
And that doesn't help us.
It's already too much.
Right.
That is our system failing. It's already started. Not to sound alarmist. God. It's okay, dog. The dog looks scared. It's all right.
After initially offering widespread testing, Minnesota officials retrenched on Tuesday, limiting testing to healthcare workers, inpatients at hospitals, and people in group living facilities. Commissioner of the Minnesota Health Department said reserving these laboratory tests for the sickest individuals is the right thing to do. Well, see, that's it. They're low on tests. They don't have enough tests.
You know, and that reminds me that
so everyone who wants to get one can't get one, Donnie.
Right. You lied. He fucking lied. And did you read the article that compared South Korea's how they prepared compared to us?
And they literally found out the same time.
Yes.
They had
same
their first case.
Time.
They had their first case the same week we had our first case.
But you know what the difference is? They had a government. They have a government that gives a flying fuck.
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, they cared about
They've
that.
Had some corruption issues too recently.
Yeah. Well, not with this, apparently. I mean, they got all their private sector together and said, "Hey, motherfucker, come up with tests now." And then they all did, and then they were able to test a fuck ton of people. We didn't do shit.
We have New York cases doubling overnight.
Yay.
Well, there you go. We don't know how long it's going to last.
Fucking maggot idiots.
Some people are saying it could be weeks. Some people are saying months. And probably the most likely is the area, different areas. Like it's going to flare up in New York. Yeah. Then they're going to get a handle on it. It's going to go down. And then some life will return to somewhat normal in New York, although it won't for a long time.
Right.
But, and then it'll flare up in Chicago, you know, and then Chicago will be on lockdown or something or so. And it'll just do that. But I have not a whole bunch of good news, but I have some good.
Did we do the,
some good news stories?
Did we do the butthole story yet?
Yes.
Okay. So make sure we hit that one today.
But there is some less than bad news.
Okay.
Out there.
The dog was staring at me for most of the show, and now she's finally averted her gaze. I don't know. What the fuck are you looking at?
I don't know.
She's like...
Maybe she's upset about those buttholes. This is... Where is this? This was in...
Who plays the old one? Who plays Mr. Mistopheles? presenting John Hirsch,
who's no longer with us.
Oh, he died. Well, oh shit,
isn't he? I don't know. Now I gotta look it up.
Hey,
I may have killed Judd Hirsch.
Is Judd Hirsch alive? Siri, is Judd Hirsch alive?
He's 86. I apologize to Judd Hirsch.
Free the butthole.
Who's still with us?
Free the butthole cut.
Where is that good news I had?
I can't find it. I can't find this good news. It's piled under all this other shit that seems really fucking terrifying. Oh God, I sure wish Hillary Clinton were president, you fuck cunts. Oh,
I'll find it. I'll keep looking for it.
I'm not embarrassed. I will admit it. I will admit that I wish Hillary was president. Will you admit that?
Why would that be embarrassing?
I don't. Well, people. I
wish Hillary Duff was president over what we have now. No, no offense to Hillary Duff. She's the only the first Hillary I could think of.
Oh my God! Imagine.
I wish Sir Edmund Hillary was president, and he's dead.
I would even say Hillary Clinton might have been. We might be more like South Korea.
Yeah.
She might have given a fuck.
Good job, Republicans.
Yes, thank you.
You got what you wanted.
Thank you so much. Nice work there. That's really great. Good work. Thank you. Fuck.
We've got...
What was it with George Bush?
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, by the way. Although...
Yes. Fuck you,
It's
Jesus.
Been all these fucking right-wing pastors who are just assholes.
There must be a lot of gay sex, right?
We got Rodney Cunt Howard, whatever the fuck his name is, Rodney Howard, Cunt Face McDick Licker Pud.
Rodney Cunt Howard. Rodney Cunt Howard.
He's the guy that said we're raising up revivalists, not pansies.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
He basically said, if you lose your job, you better still be donating to the church.
Oh, shit. What?
If you lose your job, you better still donate to the church.
These evangelicals are going to get paid. What is that song? What is that song that makes me think of the church? Bitch better have my money. That one. That one.
Grifter's got a grift.
Yep. Bitch better have my money.
Oh, you know what? I apologize to Rodney Howard.
Cuntbag?
Cunterly.
Yeah.
What is his name? Rodney Jackson Howard. Rodney Howard Jackson. Whatever. It's Copeland.
No shit.
It's Kenneth Copeland who said it. The guy that we have at the beginning, Beta Skay. Here we go. $300 million to $1 billion estimated personal wealth.
And you better pay him, motherfucker.
Fear of this coronavirus is faith in its ability to hurt you or kill you. the fear of...
kind of clearing his throat. God. What?
I don't know.
Okay, wait.
Got it.
Fear of this coronavirus is faith in its ability to hurt you or kill you.
Fear is faith in its ability to hurt you or kill you. Well, yeah.
Right.
If it didn't hurt us or kill us, we wouldn't fear it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Duh.
Faith in its ability to hurt you or kill you.
You know where he's going. If you believe in Jesus, you know that this can't hurt you.
See, now, why in the fuck, what's that wonderful person that swears that she's going to throw Trump in jail as soon as he's out of the White House? What's her name? The DA?
Letitia James?
Letitia James. You went after, what's his face, for the colloidal silver, correct? Didn't she? I think she did.
She actually sued Alex Jones, yeah.
Well,
and
why
threatened,
not this?
Or threatened him and went... After Baker, one or the other.
Why don't you want to go after this person? Because this person is it's the same bullshit. Why? Why didn't she go after him?
Oh yeah, Letitia James, Attorney General of New York.
Hell yes.
Well, I mean, he's not selling false.
Yes.
I mean, he is. His whole career, he's been selling false claims, but he's not selling false health claims.
He's saying...
He's just saying.
You better support the church.
Oh yeah, wait.
Coronavirus is faith in its ability to hurt you or kill you. the fear of what are we going to do? I'm getting laid off at work. Hey, your job's not your source. If it is, you're in trouble.
What?
Jesus is your source.
Oh brother.
Then where's the money, dickhead? Then, yeah. Really, honestly, then where's the money? How do I? How do I turn in faith credits for dollars?
How do I? Yeah, I want to quit my job and have Jesus pay my bills.
Well, Jesus pays his bills, but not really. He makes people think there is a Jesus and that they need to really be afraid of him and they better support the church or they're going to go to hell Jesus and they're going to go get corona.
Jesus buys him private jets.
God, this guy, you know, I forget his name. What is it? Kenneth Copeland. You are just a supreme fucking fuckhead. I really are. I fuck you and your fucking jet. God, you should be using your money and donating it to find a cure for this goddamn COVID, right?
Who did
rich people should be doing this.
I'm plucking lint off of her bone.
I mean, who did the
character of Jesus in their book?
Yeah,
in his whole time, he's got a whole half of the book dedicated to him.
Right.
When did he get pissed and start knocking over tables and shit? It was when people were selling shit in the church and demanding money.
Oh, yeah, geez. I was going to say, when did Frodo get pissed? When he was
too obsessed with them. Well, but I'm saying, if they're following, if somebody was following the Frodo religion, we call them out. But these guys are following the Bible.
Right, the stupid Bible.
So he's not even following his own bullshit.
He's getting paid, baby. I'm getting paid.
Jesus is your source. Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing.
Oh. I mean, he sort of is saying, well, Jesus is your source, and if he's not your source, you're going to get corona, and whatever you do, don't stop paying us. I mean, that's
exactly what he's saying.
God, I mean, why wouldn't we?
Jesus is your source. Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing. Don't you stop sowing offerings. Well, they won't let us go to church. Well, email it in there, text and give or something, but you get your tithe in that church. If you have to go take it down there and drop it off and stick it under the door or something, you get that tithe in that church, you get that offering in that church, and then you go home and you do what we're supposed to do.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's not even subtle.
There's
no subtlety there.
Bitch better have my money.
Bitch better have my money.
Bitch better have my money. He is not fucking around. Shove it under the door.
Email it, text it, Twitter it, whatever you got to do.
He's like, it's so creepy. He's like, Jesus is your source.
He's a real creep.
Oh, my God. Fuck you, dude. God.
Possible billionaire.
Yeah.
From his Jesus shit.
And that's why. This motherfucker is a closer. Coffee is for closers.
Glengarry Glenn Ross, everybody. It's a great movie.
He should have been in it.
Great play.
He should have been in it.
We've got, let's see.
Yes.
That's Copeland.
Right.
We've got, I don't need to save these for tomorrow because every day we're just getting these assholes, these preachers who are just like, yeah, it's no biggie. It's no biggie.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, it's no biggie.
It's not about the gay sex.
There was a tweet yesterday.
Yes.
At Dilly Show.
Oh, my God.
If President Trump's handling of the coronavirus causes you to turn on him, you can fuck right off. Back to never Trump assholes like Mitt Romney and never come back. The sheer volume of Fairweather MAGA is absolutely repugnant. This country doesn't even deserve this president.
Fairweather MAGA. We're in a pandemic. And there's evidence that it was worsened by the... I mean, it's not even...
You can fuck right off back to never Trump assholes like Mitt Romney and never come back.
Yeah, let's all fuck right off. Because, I mean, it's not like Trump. It's not like Trump tried something and it failed. He did nothing.
He actively covered it up. He did something.
That's true.
He told everybody to shut the fuck up.
And there's evidence that they knew about this earlier than they said, right?
Oh, well, we've got that story today. I think I've got audio.
God damn.
The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr,
Yes.
Warned a small group of well-connected constituents three weeks ago.
Yes.
To prepare for dire economic and societal effects of the coronavirus, according to a secret recording obtained by NPR.
God damn.
The remarks from Burr were more stark than any he delivered in public forums. So he was off telling people, don't worry about this.
Did you read?
But who told his rich cunt friends
who paid to be there? Mm-hmm. If I maybe I misread it, but I thought those motherfucker paid. They paid for that information.
On February 27th, when the United States had 15 confirmed cases of COVID-19, the president was tamping down fears, suggesting the virus would be seasonal.
It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle to disappear. It could get worse before it gets better. Right. It could maybe go away. We'll see what happens.
Okay. God.
On the same day, Burr attended a luncheon held at a social club called Capitol Hill Club.
Hello?
And delivered a much more alarming message. The same day.
The same motherfucking day.
He said, the one thing I can tell you about this, it's much more aggressive in its transmission than anything we've seen in recent history. It's probably more akin to the 1918 pandemic.
Okay. Now, was Trump, to be fair, was Trump saying that? Was that? No.
He would have said, you know, it's 1673. He can't get numbers right. Right. It's like the 1673 pandemic.
Yes.
The luncheon had been organized by the Tar Heel Circle, a nonpartisan group whose membership consists of businesses and organizations in North Carolina, which is where Burr's from, the state he represents.
Right.
Membership in the Tar Heels. Oh, membership in the Tar Heel Circle costs between $500 and $10,000. Promises that members, quote, good God, this is just a power dick sucking club.
Yeah, yeah.
Members, quote, enjoy interaction with top leaders and staff from Congress, the administration, and the private sector.
Power,
so it's like,
sucking.
Hey, if you've got money, we're going to get these assholes in here, and you can lick from their armpits down
right
to their belly buttons.
And guess what? I'm telling my rich friends about this pandemic, and my rich friends can spend the next day, can prepare as much as they want. They can squirrel away funds. They can find nice, safe places to fall back to. They can buy doctors and stockpile drugs and shit like that, because fuck you otherwise.
According to a copy of the RSVP list that that NPR got, and according to federal records, the representatives of the companies and political committees of people that were there donated over $100,000 to Burr's election campaign in 2015, 2016.
Thank you. Thank you, oh job creators, oh great ones. Thank you, GOP. Thank you, Republicans. Yay!
13 days before the State Department began to warn against travel to Europe, 15 days before the Trump administration banned European travelers, Burr warned those in the room. Quote, every company should be cognizant of the fact that you may have to alter your travel. You may have to look at your employees and judge whether the trip they're making to Europe is essential, whether it can be done on video conference. Why risk it? He said. 15 days.
God.
Before Trump was like, you guys shouldn't travel.
Think of all the shit this country could have been doing in 15 days. But he...
16 days before North Carolina closed its schools over the threats, Burr warned it'll happen. There will be, I'm sure, times that communities, probably some in North Carolina, have a transmission rate where they say, let's close schools for 2 weeks. Everybody stay home.
Why does it feel like we are, it's like the scene from Jaws with What's-His-Face.
Keep the beaches open.
Roy What's-His-Face.
Scheider, yeah.
Roy Scheider.
Keep the beaches open.
Who's the guy that, you know, I can't think of his name. Genius fucking guy from in lots of movies. Never hang panties in the shower guy.
Dreyfus?
Thank you for thinking of that. Thank you. Richard Dreyfus, Roy Scheider, and then the dude who's the mayor. Who's that?
I forgot his
name. That scene is all in one beautiful shot. In the background, there's the billboard.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
That was that dude with the scary speech about the sharks. What's his name?
Burr has a... In his public comments about the threat of COVID, Burr never offered the kind of precise warnings that he delivered to a small group of his rich fucking asshole donor constituents.
We don't deserve it. We don't deserve the truth. We don't deserve to be prepared. What we do deserve, if you're the GOP, you look at America and you're like, you deserve to choke to death on your own shit. Fuck you. That's what we deserve to get.
On February 7th, he co-authored an op-ed saying, quote, luckily, we have the framework in place that has put us in a better position than any other country to respond to a public health threat like coronavirus.
Now, I'm going to say he's lying because the framework was ripped apart by Trump, right? When they decided to get rid of Obama's pandemic offices and all that shit.
Right.
Jesus Christ. I hate
despite
you,
his
maggot.
Longtime interest in biohazard threats, his expertise on the subject, and his role as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Burr did not warn the public of the government actions he thought might become necessary, as he did to the luncheon recipients.
Oh, pardon me. Pardon me while I try not to politicize this. This is one of the most infuriating stories we have done. That is a Republican saying, you know what? We know all these people are going to die, but we're not going to do anything right about it. Fuck you.
You guys should go out and buy some respirators. Just put them in your garages.
Absolutely, rich people. Buy some doctors too. But let's not tell the people because we don't want to damage man baby's poll numbers.
Do you want another story?
Yes. Oh, yes.
He also, we're finding.
Right.
Soon after he offered public assurances that the government was ready to battle the coronavirus, he sold off a significant percentage of his stocks.
Wait.
Unloading between 582,000 and 1.56 million of his holdings February 13th in 29 separate transactions.
Shit, man. What the... That is... Sorry. Is that insider trading?
Well, that's what was trending on the Twitter. Hashtag insider trending.
You know...
Trading.
This is... Trump is going to slough away off to some bunker with his other fuck buddies, and all these GOP motherfuckers will leave, and hopefully we will be left with somebody that will govern us, because this doesn't sound like people that give a fuck. It just doesn't. This is disheartening. We should not be happy about this. You should not be happy about this. That is insanity.
So he's had a bad day because he's already come. It says today he also came under fire after NPR obtained a secret recording. This is ProPublica I'm reading from.
Yes.
In which the lawmaker gave the VIP group of an exclusive social club a much more dire preview. This is a separate story.
How do we know? So you listen to that and you would like to think, well, now it's all in the open. We all know how bad it is. No, we don't. What else are they lying to us about? I mean, we should all be very concerned.
And how many of these assholes? I want all financial disclosures. I want to know how many of these assholes. I want Kushner's taxes. I want to see how much Princess Nepotista. I saw that on the Twitter. I can't take that. Princess Nepotista.
Nepotista.
Jared. I'll bet they dumped a whole bunch of stocks before this got bad. I'll bet Trump Organization dumped a whole bunch of stocks before this got bad.
See, this story makes me think that them waddling out there and saying we're going to send this check and then we're going to send that check, is that bullshit? Do I believe that? Do you even believe that?
Oh, No, I think they'll... They're going to try to buy people.
He thinks
that all he's got to do is send some money and that everybody's going to love him. He's going to say, look, I saved you. I gave you $1,000 a month. What more do you want? You got to vote for me.
I mean, we're kind of in this spot now where it's like, yeah, we're social distancing. We stay at home. As a people, I think we have no choice but just to take whatever comes. It's kind of out of our control. Are we social distance? That's it, right? What else are we supposed to fucking do? I mean, yeah, right. I would like to know the truth. from the Trump administration, but fuck it. What difference would it possibly make? What difference would it make? God, you motherfuckers that voted for him, that supported him, fuck you. Fuck your face. Man.
Richard Burr having a bad day. He's already said he's not running for re-election, but that's not till 2022. So we've got him till 2022.
Until 2022, till whatever that means. This news is so disheartening because you know those motherfuckers are lying to us right now. You know Trump is not being truthful.
Well, the tip of the iceberg, yeah.
So what do we know that's going to affect our lives? Because they lied to those lies will cause deaths. The lie, Bill Burr, that lie will cause deaths. And that motherfucker is so concerned about his stock portfolio, but not his constituents. What a fuck. Pretend we're your stocks, you cunts. God.
But there's an awful lot of brown stocks that they don't want to.
Oh, that's right, Pat.
They don't want to have to deal with.
God damn these GOP motherfuckers. There must be a better solution than just to wait until the election. Just vote fucking blue. That's it. Well, please.
Yeah. What do you got?
I what do I have? A pandemic. We have an administration that's fucking lying. What did that lady say in her open letter from Italy to us? Do not accept these leaders that are lying to you. They will get you sick. They will cause deaths.
Another issue with our system.
Yeah. Our system
in Europe and in parliamentary type places, they can kick them out tomorrow. They have a vote of no confidence and boom, new leadership.
I would hope that there are people on the left, leaders, politicians that are making some plans or something to just approach the administration and say, cards on the table, motherfuckers, cards on the table. Let us take over and you won't rot in fucking jail. Why not? How much worse does it have to get? Stupid.
We've got. Italy has surpassed China's death toll.
Is Italy, have they hit their peak yet? Are they?
No. Although in one area I did read, I think it's in my that I think I just found that article that has a lot of the good news in it. That in the one of the towns in Italy that was bad that they locked down, it is going down.
Oh, that's good. So it works. I mean,
of about 80,000 people sick from COVID-19 in China, over 70% have recovered, been discharged from hospital.
Hospital.
Scientists have figured out how the novel coronavirus breaks into human cells, which will help significantly in developing treatments.
Okay. Is Elon Musk working on that?
Although Trump, goddamn, he's falling for the internet 8chan bullshit.
Yeah.
Where people were saying, oh, God, there's a malaria drug. His name escapes me right now. Look it up. But that all of a sudden on the internet was like anecdotal that, totally kills the coronavirus.
He didn't know anything.
So Trump today was like, I'm ordering the CDC to allow chloroquine. An old malaria drug that some doctors say may help treat it. But they did a study a couple weeks ago and it didn't seem to have done much.
So why is he?
Because he read about it. He read about it and he wanted to say, look, I'm saving people.
See my vision of when we're in a pandemic, I have a vision of a president standing next to, I would be standing next to these guys in lab coats while they're testing the vaccine or doing whatever they're doing. I would be hanging out in their green room and I would be peppering them with questions.
It may or may not work.
Why is he just spouting shit he's found on the internet. My point is, isn't he talking to people at the CDC that know what they're doing?
Trump touts a malaria drug the FDA says isn't approved for viruses. You know, malaria is a parasite.
Okay.
Trump said anti-malaria drug chloroquine has been approved and could be given to coronavirus patients by prescription. Well, they could anyway. A doctor can write a prescription for whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, if right. Yes.
And that's why doctors have been writing antibacterials for years when they shouldn't, when people have colds.
I want to take an antibiotic.
Yeah, you're fucking up your own immune system because you've got a virus. The antibiotic isn't going to do fuck for you. So when people get, I've got a cold, I'm going to go get an antibiotic. That's counterproductive.
Yeah. And it seems like
if you have strep throat, get an antibiotic. That's a bacterial infection.
Again, you're making the case for you should be president. You should be.
Well,
you understand that.
Eighth grade.
Well, hey, you understand that.
Sixth grade.
He's
I think
stupid.
You learn about.
He's a stupid fuck. And he should know better because you would think he would be more plugged into this process where he would. You've been involved. You've had people in your life sick and in the hospital. And through that whole process, you learn shit about their sickness, and you learn some stuff that along the way that where you can talk about it in an intelligent way.
Rudimentary, sure, yeah.
Is he not learning anything? Just for the sheer fact that I assume he's talking about Corona most of his day, is he not learning anything, Donald Trump, about this?
It shows promise, but they don't have a lot of data.
Okay.
Hydroxychloroquine shows promise as a coronavirus cure in clinical and lab trials, but they don't have a lot of data.
Good.
Then another story says other countries have been looking at chloroquine since early February. It could have been fast-tracked 6 weeks ago.
Right.
Again.
Shit. Do you think Trump?
Well, and again, it's a treatment, not a
right,
not a vaccine.
Yeah.
So that just might help alleviate the illness you have.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're not going to get it again.
You know,
we need vaccines.
I bet. Yes, we need someone to want that. I mean, I really kind of think Cuomo is in charge and Jay Inslee is in charge and all these governors are actually in charge. And I don't know what Trump is doing, but I sure think
a drug called chloroquine.
God,
what's her face behind him? The one that wears all the scarves.
She looks like she's
Bricks
from Star Wars.
Or Blicks or whatever. You know what her, she looked relieved that he pronounced it correctly. You know what? She actually had the ovaries to proclaim proudly,
yes,
that she was a member of Ronald Reagan's AIDS Coalition board. Right? Hey, I'm a great organizer. I maintain Jeffrey Epstein's database.
Yeah. Right. I approved Jeffrey Epstein for some adoptions.
I mean, with a straight face.
We're so fucked. You know, we're fucked. We are so fucked. A friend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No. I'm just saying we're fucked. I don't have a point past that.
A drug called.
Well, I'll help you prove it.
Chloroquine. And some people would add to it hydroxychloroquine.
Oh.
Do they now explain
and
to me?
And some people
explain
would
that
add
to me
to it
right now. I want to know what he means. What some people would say hydroxychloroquine, and some people just say chloroquine. Why? Why the difference? Explain.
It could be a brand that the brand name is chloroquine and the entire name of the drug is hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, that makes sense. What about I'm sorry.
I honestly
don't
know.
What about adrenochrome? Adrenochrome?
Adrenochrome, yeah. Hillary's sucking out of nine-year-olds.
Now, will that save us from the corona?
We're just fucked. The elites.
Chloroquine.
With some people.
And some people would add to it hydroxychloroquine. We are in the golden age of the dumb fuck.
Fucking moron.
The golden age of the dumb fuck. You know what happens in the golden age of the dumb fuck? We die from a pandemic.
We all die.
So chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine. Now, this is a common malaria drug.
Right.
It's also a drug used for strong arthritis. Somebody has pretty serious arthritis.
I read that it has proven affected in idiopathic juvenile rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, our juvenile president is an idiot, so maybe he understands idiopathic. yes. I love how he describes. Do you say he's like really strong arthritis? You know, cases where the arthritis is serious.
Yeah. Really strong.
Yes, for pretty serious arthritis. Also uses this in a somewhat different form. But it is known as a malaria drug, and it's been around for a long time, and it's very powerful. But the nice.
It's got big, strong buzz. It works out.
Pass out the LSD and pass out the
LSD. I think they did. It's happened already.
Drop it off, motherfuckers.
We're all tripping.
But it's been around for a long
time. Not a good trip.
Time. So we know that if things don't go as planned, it's not going to.
I believe what he's trying to say is it's probably gone through human. An adult president would say, so obviously it's gone through human trials in the past. We know what its side effects may be. We know it. So we know.
If things don't go as planned, it's not going to.
Fucking cunt. I get sad. I almost can't handle thinking that Barack Hussein Obama was our president. And it almost, to me, I don't understand why there isn't a group of people out there pooling their resources, trying to find someone do this. How do we get Barack in charge? How do we do it? Because we aren't talking about, has no one ever watched baseball?
It's
the ninth inning.
Wouldn't it be interesting if we found out later that some of these people were calling Obama
on the sly? I'm calling Obama. Yeah. Hi, my name's Ryan. An Ad Vital experience.
No, it's more like, listen, I'm done. I work at the CDC.
Please.
I'm down the hall.
Come back, Barack.
What have you got for us?
Please.
Do you have any ideas?
Obama, if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, the podcasting app, crabdiving.com/live, please come back. It's not too late.
If things don't go as planned, it's not going to kill anybody. When you go with a brand new drug, you don't know that that's going to happen. You have to see it. God.
What does he mean?
He speaks like he's speaking to a toddler, but he speaks like a toddler speaking to a toddler.
Ah, dude, it sounds like if any character of The Sopranos were fucking president. And I don't mean a capo. I mean, I'm talking like the dumbest fucking.
Like an 8-year-old trying to explain to their toddler brother or sister is what Trump talks like.
It's like,
it's a very bad, it's really good.
Right.
It's very strong. And you know, it's not going to kill anybody, which, you know,
absolutely.
Sometimes we don't know and it kills people.
And I believe it was the first season of The Sopranos. Maybe it was the second. Who gives a fuck? Somebody look it up and tell me. Who cares? Richie Aprile's son got tangled up with some bad dudes and they
spoiler alert.
Right. And they all decided to knock over this poker game that was mobbed up with a bunch of Tony's friends. And there's a fuck ton of money there. And they all took the money and it was this dumb dickhead's idea. And I remember the line he said, let's go rob these guys before my crank wears off. That guy's president. That guy is president.
when you go with a brand new drug, you don't know that that's going to happen. You have to see and you have to go long test. But this has been used in different forms, very powerful drug in different forms. And it's shown very encouraging, very, very encouraging early results.
Very, very. Not just very. He had to go back and say very, very.
Hey, at Vile Experience, are you encouraged? Are you very, very
I'm feeling
encouraged?
So much better. I'll sleep.
How many varies?
So much more confidently.
Too. Encouraging. Very, very encouraging early results.
We are.
Holy fucking Christ.
Fucked. Fucked, 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 fucked. All holes filled. We are fucked. Fucked, 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 fucked.
Could be a tremendous breakthrough.
What is he talking about? Some drugs, you don't know. You don't know. They may kill you. Is there anyone?
If Obama were president, we all would have learned something. We all would have been like, oh, I get it. He's explaining.
If I were president.
Why this might be a good thing, but that, you know, yes. We should. But he would also have the caveats, which Trump isn't. Trump is like, look, this might be it. I might have found a cure for you.
I would have drug all these fucking big.
They actually milk the chloroquinine from my left nipple.
This is where it's all hands on deck. And you go to private sector and you say, hey, listen, you motherfuckers, it's been the gravy train for years. Now you're paying back. You manufacture motherfuckers, you get to work on some fucking ventilators right now, or I'm taking all your shit and your golden parachutes.
Well, that's what he did yesterday. That's the War Powers Act.
Tech fuckers, Elon Musk, you get no more with the Mars. You're done with Mars. Fuck Mars in the face. Figure this out. And big pharma cunts, you know what to do. Boom. Problem solved.
Codogno, one of the two coronavirus clusters in Italy, reported significantly fewer infections.
No, that's good.
Per day after high levels of self-quarantine.
Yay! Okay.
Compared to 35 cases per day at the beginning of the outbreak, just 5 new infections were announced last week by Codogno's mayor, right. Francesco Passerini.
Hey, Passerini!
He said, it's a war. It is a war, but we have every possibility of winning. scientists in Canada. This is the list of good news that I have.
Oh, that's good. Well, can you guys send some virus? Of your people over here?
Scientists in Canada have made massive breakthroughs in an effort to develop a vaccine.
Oh, that's great. That's good.
This is today's news. A team of Canadian scientists has finally isolated and grown copies of the virus, which may now help scientists study it to develop better testing, treatments, vaccines, and gain a better understanding of the biology.
So wait, now, if we get a vaccine, everybody just takes a vaccine so you don't have to do any testing, right? You can just shoot everybody up with this shit, right?
But that's going to take 18 months minimum. Well,
what if a fuck ton of people are making it?
Here. I don't know how the testing is going to work up in Canada.
You know, I just had a thought.
They're probably pretty good about it.
Who, right. I saw some meme and it included something Susan Rice said, or a tweet or something like that. And I forgot what it is, but it just dawned on me that in Florida, if we wanted to, what if we did something like a GoFundMe? And we found out whatever Susan Rice's price was to be in charge of us and help us. Who could we pay?
You think Trump's going to allow that?
No, no, no. Nobody allowing anything. We all donate to a GoFundMe and we say, what is your price, Susan, to come down here and fix us? Or how much?
She would probably do it for free if she was allowed to.
Well, fuck. What then? Ronda Racist, listen
Trump,
to me.
Trump wants to throw her in jail.
Fuck Trump. But can't we just say, do it? we want it. I nice. Want it. I would have Oprah instead of Ronda Racist, right? I would have Oprah in charge of this.
Of course. China is testing 5 different vaccine options.
I remember what you said about Andrew Gillum today. Would you rather have... Because I made a point online that people are giving Floridians a lot of shit, and rightly so. And rightly so, they're saying we deserve our government and all this other shit. But I want you to know that there are people in Florida practicing the social distancing crab diving podcast, most death, and we vote for progressives, and we vote against anal warts like Matt Gaetz. But, and I tell you this, I voted for Andrew Gillum, and I would rather have Gillum.
You were in a conversation with somebody online, and,
yeah,
and you said, this isn't our fault, I voted for Andrew Gillum.
And then
some
said,
asshole said, oh, how's that working out for you?
I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I don't care if he's on drugs.
And I suggested
a
methed out Andrew Gillum with semen drizzling from his nostrils
don't
would have handled this
fuck.
Infinitely better.
I don't care if, who cares? It is 2020. Who cares if Andrew Gillum's gay?
I'd rather not have the meth, but yeah.
Well, you know what?
But he didn't. Allegedly, he went to rehab for alcohol. He's sticking by that it's an alcohol problem.
Well,
I'm just putting the news out there, whether we believe it or not.
Listen, man.
And whether we believe that there was nothing going on with the methed out male escort in the room.
Well, whatever.
That's up to you.
If you're a politician, you might want to consider something like meth and stay up at night fixing this shit. Figure it out.
No, you don't make good decisions.
I'm trying to think, would Ron Santos, I'm so sorry.
Late grade.
To the family of Ron Santos, if you happen to be listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and the podcasting app, I love Ron Santos. He's one of the best Cubs ever, and he just sounds like our shitty governor, Ron DeSantis, right?
Sure.
Different people. Totally different people.
China's testing 5 different vaccine options. They're claiming they might have a vaccine ready by next month. 8 different institutes in China are working on 5 different inoculations to battle the coronavirus, according to the South China Morning Post. Now, again, this is China, so who the fuck knows?
Wait. Now, if we get this vaccine out here, that means I can do some shows I have scheduled in May, right?
It's not going to be ready by May, probably.
Come on, guys. I got comedy.
And Trump will probably say, we don't want that Chinese vaccine. We're waiting for Americans to develop it. We're waiting for somebody that Jared invested in to make it.
Is there anyone out there that can help us?
According to Zheng Zhongwei, director of the National Health Commission's Science and Technology Development Center.
Wow, that sounds like such a great thing, doesn't it?
It's a lot to put on a business card. Said, according to our estimates, we're hopeful that in April, some of the vaccines will enter clinical research.
Okay, good.
So that's clinical research for them a month away. There are some vaccination trials in the U.S. already underway.
Why is anyone waiting for clinical trials? Like, what do you have scheduled that you can't just move? You know what I mean?
They are. They're starting.
But you just said somebody was starting clinical trials in April or something like that.
The Chinese.
Why are they waiting? What are they?
Because they don't have all of the stuff ready or whatever. They're probably...
Get the stuff ready. That's what I would say.
A trial...
Clear your calendars.
A trial of Moderna. That's, I'm sure, a for-profit pharmaceutical company that golfs with Trump. Has already kickstarted at Kaiser Permanente.
Well, yes.
Under Washington's Health Research Institute in Seattle.
Yes.
Oh, that's Inslee.
Right. Thank you, Governor.
And they will hopefully confirm, they will be confirming the safety of the vaccine prior to mass production. So they're going to be hopefully going into testing.
See, this to me was the issue with the fucking Senate. The primary. I mean, the way all these Democrats went after each other, it made people seem like a joke if they weren't getting any support and stuff like that. And nobody took Jay Inslee seriously. But now we're learning Jay Inslee is a fucking rock star.
Well, there were 75 Democrats running. I mean, a team. And when he was still in it, in the couple of debates he was in, he was all global warming all the time.
Yeah.
A team of, he even said that's the only reason he was running. He was running on global warming, and that if he didn't garner any support, he was still was going to scream about global warming and hopefully at least force it to the forefront of some of the debates. A team of infectious disease experts has calculated the fatality rate of the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak at about 1.4%.
Okay.
Lower than earlier estimates where they thought it was around 3%.
Right.
But again, it depends on preparation and, yes. and how well you can get the ill people into
yes
situations like with respirators and shit like that. So, which is Italy. Right. The reason Italy's is so high is because it overwhelmed health system.
Did we do the story yesterday about the Republican who said something about the death rate and was like, oh, that's not that bad? Some dickhead.
Probably, yeah. I can't think of it specifically, but sure, why not?
We don't know which person I'm talking about.
Pick one.
That's sad.
Well, we had the governor of West Virginia. Remember, who was go out to Bob Evans?
But the governor of West Virginia is, well, he's a colossal asshole. I mean, God, that guy. Who was it? Damn, I don't remember. Fuck him.
A bunch of distilleries across the country are using some of their high-proof alcohol to make hand sanitizers and donating it.
Oh, that's nice.
Giving it out for free.
See, you can drink that
shit. We have a local brewery here that is giving away the purified water
right.
that it uses in its process.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As for pre-bottled water, if it's necessary, if you don't have any water. And a bunch of local restaurants are offering free lunches to the school kids that aren't getting lunch at school.
And, you know, today, I think our mayor said that restaurants are only takeout.
This makes me really sad.
No shit.
That we need to be doing better. Air pollution has plummeted in cities with high numbers of quarantined individuals. And this one I saw pictures of. I can't believe it. Venice.
Oh, yeah.
The waters in Venice, you can actually see things in it, which is not the case. The water is gross.
But why?
Gross, gross, gross.
So, okay. So now you're going to say that it's the people?
I may lay that on the people. Yeah.
It's probably better on
boats,
the environment.
Gondolas, and people shitting and pissing and everything. Ugh. And now the water is looking, and swans are back. You never see swans in the canals at Venice.
It's people, man. We're gross motherfuckers. Yeah, that's what I'm learning.
Motherfuckers. So we got to do better.
I just want to say that, God. If you want to know the truth in this country, if something is going on, be a part of that Tar Heel group that we mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And how much was
just,
it to go here?
Just
hear
get
that?
Rich and buy yourself a politician. That's the way
bucks.
America works.
You go to that luncheon and he'll tell you the truth. Otherwise, suck my cock.
So obviously, it's a little comfort with all the people dying and everything, but it says this highlights the impact humans make on their environment.
Yeah, totally. Fuck yeah.
We've got, there might be research showing that you may not get it again.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Or using antibodies from people that have already recovered, a treatment that can be made readily available under urgent circumstances. A team from Johns Hopkins here in the United States, along with many other researchers, are studying whether or not antibodies of those recovered from the coronavirus
yes.
could help protect at-risk humans from the virus.
Right. Well, that's good.
Immunologist Arturo Casadevall said deployment of this option requires no research or development.
Right. Shit.
So there's that they can look at.
Yes. Well, that's good,
just
man.
Injecting people with antibodies from somebody that already had it. It's the same blood type, I would assume.
You know, and also it's a shame Tony Stark isn't here because he would have done something. You know, he would have partnered with Thor in wherever his outer world to come up with some kind of fucking disease cure, or definitely Wakanda would have jumped on this. We don't live in that world.
Facing the largest epidemic outside of China and Italy, South Korea.
China
reported more recoveries from the coronavirus than new infections.
Why don't okay? What the hey? This is a great idea.
A downward trend in daily cases.
Who can we hire now that everything's on the up and up there? Can we hire whoever is in charge of that shit in North Korea and come here? Just pay the man. pay the woman.
China is starting to open parks and starting to have sporting events again. They're loosening travel restrictions. So, you know, it may not go on forever. Worst case, I hear they're saying 18 months, 2 years, that we're going to be social distancing and stuff. And it just may not.
That document leaked to the New York Times ran that.
Yeah, that said 18 months, I think.
Jeez.
And widespread shortages of medical equipment.
Okay.
Which the headline was deceptive because a lot of people shared that and said, oh, my God, we're going to run out of food.
Yeah.
And that's not what the article said. It's not what they said medical at all. Equipment. It's medical equipment.
So you'll have food to eat until you croak because there's no medical equipment.
Well, you're going to croak because our doctors and nurses don't have masks and the outfits to wear.
Oh, my God.
China has closed the one of the special all of the temporary coronavirus hospitals they put up. There's not enough new cases to support. So
now they have the problem with jobs, right? Just kidding.
Australian researchers are in the midst of testing two drugs to treat the virus.
G'day.
Scientists in Australia claim they've identified how the body's immune system fights the novel coronavirus.
Oh, cool.
Published in Nature Medicine, scientists in Australia claim. Yeah.
I have a question. So are you telling me Australia is doing a better job than we are?
Well, no, we're doing stuff.
Okay.
It's just that stuff is being done all over the world. But you'll never hear it from Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's part of the problem.
Because I'm sorry, Australia's on fire right now. Surely.
Not anymore.
Oh, not anymore. Okay.
There's still some, but not, you know, it's not the whole country, I think. Right. They're still in the middle of summer or the end of summer there.
Yes.
They're getting into their fall.
Right. It's gator season.
The research shows people are recovering from the virus like they would from the flu. The discovery is important because it's the first time where they're really understanding how the immune system fights the virus. And that may be a way to come up with treatments.
Right.
Not vaccine treatments.
Right. Well, do you think Jared will explain that to his father-in-law?
Apple and Starbucks are reopening in China.
China.
Apple stores.
Good. I mean, you know.
We've got a Metro Health Medical has developed a coronavirus test that gives results in hours instead of days.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Supplies are limited.
Oh, yes. Only to basketball players.
But they note that it's a significant step toward expansive testing of the novel coronavirus. You heard what Trump said. Is that what you're talking about?
What is that?
He was asked, these basketball players, like the whole team got tested. Well, how does that work?
Yes.
When none of them were showing symptoms.
Right.
How come they're getting tested, but people who have symptoms are being told you're not sick enough, go home. And they said, is this, you know, something about the rich and privileged? And Trump is like, oh, well, that shouldn't happen. But, you know, I guess that's just the way life is.
Oh, my God.
Hear that yesterday?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. Somehow I was, you know what, man? I just saw someone. I'm in some group chat. And someone messaged, will anyone be attending tonight's open mic? The answer should be no. Please no. No one go to an open mic tonight. If you're a comedian and you happen to be listening to this fucking show about the news that you probably fucking hate, please don't go to the mic. I don't know what mic anyone's talking about right now. Don't go. Don't motherfucking go. Right? It's the least you can do. Fuck.
Where is that? I'm trying to find that. I'll try to find that, that clip while we continue here.
Yes.
Of
him saying that crazy shit.
Yeah.
I missed that. I don't know how I missed that. Staring at the HuffPo all fucking day.
Scientists in Israel have noted the potential to announce, have noted that they may announce coronavirus vaccine within weeks also.
Yay. That's good.
A San Diego biotech company developing a vaccine in collaboration with Duke University and the National University of Singapore.
Damn!
The Japanese a flu drug has proven effective in treating it, they think.
Well, that's good. See, now
Favipiravir.
That's like in Scrabble when you've got like three letters.
Developed by a subsidiary of Fujifilm, has produced encouraging outcomes in clinical trials in Wuhan and Shenzhen.
Okay.
Has a high degree of safety and appears to be a clearly effective treatment.
Oh, well, that's good.
So
things are looking up then. Okay. Well, when someone else on the planet develops something that will fix this, please send it over, right?
Hopefully. I mean, we're assholes. Would we be the first place you send it to?
No. Fuck no.
After what Trump has done to our reputation in the world and how he's insulted just about every fucking ally we have, except Kim and Putin and Duterte and Bolsonaro and Erdogan, all the fucking goose-stepping authoritarian dick stumps.
Dick, listen, you're right. And we've got to deal with these dick stumps, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because I think
is
a parallel government going.
I got a DM about laughing at dick stump.
Oh, yeah. Well, by the way, you should get lots of DMs. That's very funny. And I will say what we need is a parallel government running, but, you know, not official.
Ooh, a deep state.
We need a deep state. Elon Musk, Susan Rice. I'm sorry. We need Hillary Clinton. Fuck your face with your Hillary derangement syndrome. We need Bernie. We need Elizabeth. We need fucking George Clooney. We need Idris Elba. Well, he's got to stay in quarantine. We got to make sure he's okay. We need Rihanna. We need Beyonce. We need Oprah. We need all these people to come together, pool their resources, find some shit. So if there's someone from another country sending a vaccine, don't send it to Trump. Send it to Matt fucking Damon or something. And have him give it to Elon Musk, and then they can figure out how to give it to us. Don't give it to Trump. He doesn't know anything. Nobody knows anything over there. They're dumb. And they can't be trusted.
Here we go. This is what I was talking about with the... Yes. Well, first we have to listen to an ad.
Oh, my God. Send it to John Leguizamo, and then he'll send it to someone else that can do something with it.
This is the president at yesterday's press conference. He was asked about the issue about people being well connected getting priority testing.
Oh my God.
For the coronavirus.
Right.
A day after Brooklyn Nets announced that three of their players who showed no symptoms were among an unknown number of team members that had been tested.
Okay. Shit.
I think this is Peter Alexander, awesome reporter from MSNBC, NBC.
Right.
Asking Trump, what do you think about this?
Okay. Professional athletes getting tests while others are waiting in line and can't get them. Do the well-connected go to the front of the line?
Well, you'd have to ask them that question. I mean, I've read. No, I wouldn't say so, but perhaps that's been the story of life. That does happen on occasion, and I...
Perhaps that's been the story of life. Hey, you know, they're well connected, you know.
Obama used to sit there and he would think before he would answer because I'm stopping.
Are you asking Trump to think before he answers? I don't waste my time with that. I'm a very stable genius. I don't waste time thinking.
I want to believe there is a group of people together in a conference room somewhere very similar, like, you know, you remember Tony Stark's
lab to go to a movie, sure.
So what? The lab that his compound up in, I believe it was Silicon Valley.
Sure.
Now, I would like to think that there are people gathered in a place like that, our top minds.
No, we got Young Frankenstein's lab.
I've read. No, I wouldn't say so, but perhaps that's been the story of life. That does happen.
Put another in. Put another in.
Do you remember? Yeah. Abby Normal.
On occasion, and I've noticed where some people have been tested fairly quickly.
Peter, you asked the president.
So there we go.
Rob Luca!
Sometimes that's the story of life.
You know who's good in that? Terry Garr was so funny.
Oh, sure. she was amazing.
All those. Madeline Kahn was great in that. Marty Feldman.
I was actually sad when, I mean, not that I'm not sad when other people die, but I was like really, really sad when Madeline Kahn died. She's one of my favorites.
Where were you when Madeline Kahn died?
I don't remember.
I remember. Well, not when she died. I have no idea. But when I heard the news she died, I was just turning off the car, listening to a story on NPR, and my family, we were walking in to see, some zoo that's, I don't know. And there were a lot of spider monkeys in there. I remember that.
Okay.
Well, that's, you know.
A spider monkey heavy zoo.
Yep. Howler monkeys, actually.
Oh. The,
I think.
So that makes you feel better, doesn't it? It's the story of life. Maybe, you know, story of life.
It's the story of life.
Just be.
The story of life.
You know.
A bunch of
the
people.
The story of life.
A bunch of. If you're in the NBA, you are in great shape. You just are. You would even say you were in superhuman shape. You're in great shape, dude.
Yeah.
So why test those people? They are better equipped to fight. It's stupid to say. Whatever. Fuck it. The dumb dickhead's licking all the microphones or whoever, whatever the fuck he did.
Governor Newsom sent out a letter to the U.S. congressional leaders requesting additional emergency fundage because he is estimating that 56% of Californians will eventually be infected with the coronavirus.
Whoa.
Within the next 8 weeks.
56%. Within the next 8 weeks. Oh, my God. And you know what Trump says when he sees something from Governor Newsom? He's like, fuck that guy. He's from California. All those fake voters.
Sanctuary state.
Damn.
No extra aid for you because you have to repeal those sanctuary laws. You know he's asked that. If he could, he's said that in the White House. And they've been like, oh, my God, you can't say that.
You know, the problem
except
is,
for Stephen Miller, who had to go jerk off in a closet.
That's poor closet. I'm just thinking, he's like, what? You know, man, the sad thing is if we had like just your typical dick bag, dirt fuck Republican in the White House, maybe there would be a situation like in 24 when Watts-his-face had to reach across the aisle and accept the help from a former president.
Yeah.
To get through a terrorist thing, a mob or something. Trump doesn't have that, right? Who is he connected to? I mean, isn't he friends with Hillary? Didn't they used to hang? I mean, listen,
well, I think there may have been a little bit of a
Hillary
rift.
Clinton. Hillary, I'm going to say something to you, and I am thoroughly sorry for how the Bernie Bros treated you. I am sorry for how Vladimir Putin treated you. I am sorry for the Hillary derangement syndrome. What we need, though, I don't know how to say this. You have to call Donald Trump, and you have to say, Donald, Mr. President, you need my help. Just admit it, and I'm here for you. Barack's on the line too. He will also help, and you know anyone else.
Oh, that's so not going to happen.
They have to admit we are in the part of the horror movie. We all acknowledge there's a guy in the backyard with a machete hacking people to death. There's no denying it. The guy with the chainsaws in the garage. This guy with a hatchet coming in through the kitchen.
Yeah, the Republicans are the ones who are like, I think I can make it.
They're
the ones who go into the attic when there's weird bumps going on.
Are we sure that? Was Morgan Freeman a movie president or was he a real president? Can we have him back?
Pretty sure movie president.
God, Bill Pullman. Somebody, did Bill Pullman die or is it the other guy?
He's still with us.
The other white guy. I get him mixed up with a dude from Aliens that's dead. Who died?
He's dead from Aliens.
Game over, dude. Game over. Game over. Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels.
Not Jeff Daniels. The guy from
Randy Quaid is not dead.
No, he's not dead. Game over, man. Game over.
Oh, Bill Paxton.
I'm sorry, white guys, for getting you all mixed up.
You all look alike.
Paxton, Pullman, Jeff Bridges. No, not Jeff Bridges. Jeff Daniels. They all look alike. What are you gonna do? We're fucked, by the way.
We have another, I guess, some more inspirational.
Release.
Oh, Tulsi dropped out, by the way.
Yeah, release apparently, the butthole cut.
Apparently, Putin stopped sending checks.
Yeah, that's sad.
He realized his investment wasn't paying off. Wow. So Tulsi no longer in the race. I know you're all disappointed.
Well, she's endorsing Joe Biden.
I don't know if I have that information. Did she?
I thought I saw that on the Book of Face. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, she may. I don't have that.
I don't know if she did, dude. I see a bunch of people throwing up stories, but you know, it's stories about Tulsi, so they could be bullshit, you know what I mean?
Today I want to speak with you about coronavirus.
Who do you think it is?
Be best!
Of course!
Okay, we can't laugh it.
Today, I want to speak with you about coronavirus and what it means for you and your family. While changes need to be made now, this is not how we will live forever. Our children will return to school. People will return to work.
She's a birther asshole. I refuse to give her any quarter.
She gets nothing.
She's a birther. These for years, she fascists said the same thing that Trump said. His birth certificate is not right. I don't know.
You know.
I don't know.
You know what we should think about?
Fuck her.
When we think about forgiving these Trumpers and these fuckheads that made this guy president, think about the people in your life that are going to fucking die from this coronavirus. And it could have been prevented if Trump had given an amoeba shit. If he had given a single amoeba fuck, it would be different, but it's not. Fuck
right?
Him. Fuck, she's or admit, a fucking fascist.
Or admit that he knows nothing and hand it over to the adults right away.
But his
stupid, insane, narcissistic ego won't let him.
Yeah,
won't let him do that.
I mean, anybody than Trump. I mean,
oh my God, Lindsey Graham is reportedly trying to talk Trump out of coronavirus relief checks for Americans.
What the fuck? Fuck these Republicans. What does it take, you dumb dickheads, to not support these fuckheads?
During a Senate GOP lunch today, Senator Lindsey Graham told his colleagues that I'm trying to talk President Trump out of supporting the individual relief checks.
This
is from Politico.
We don't need to count on these relief checks. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it. Fuck.
They're
just gonna let people. You're gonna have. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. It's just. Why would he be against this? What is the choice?
I don't know. He's. He said he tweeted a clip of his Thursday appearance on Fox News, during which he said the Phase 3 package would provide people income to get through this. He supported supplemental traditional unemployment payments, providing 75% of people's income up to $80,000. That what if you're making $20,000 and you're barely paying your rent and buying food? 75% of your income is gonna help. But now you've got to decide, what am I not eating? Am I not paying the electric bill?
And why is the calculation there? Why cheat us that quarter then? What is that? How does that? Why not just give?
Because it's Lindsey, man.
We bailed out the auto industry. We bailed out the banks over and over again.
Fucking
they got
banks, yeah.
They got tax breaks.
Well, they were for the bank bailout because that was Bush. They were against the auto industry bailout because that was the black guy. Then all of a sudden it was socialism.
It worked, by the way. Well.
But there were caveats. There were caveats to the auto industry. There were strings attached.
Like what Elizabeth Warren is suggesting, that you can't do stock buyback.
Right.
But why were there caveats in that buyback and not the other buybacks? Why?
You know, we got Republicans versus
Yep. Yep.
It's
too hard to do the right thing.
Oh God, look at the fucking time. I was going to
do
this.
That story about cats.
OAN.
Oh yes, the Nazi network.
OAN News. Listen to the hard-hitting question. OAN trending today.
Yay!
Listen to the hard-hitting question from Chanel Rion. Is the report? A lot of people are putting quotes around reporter okay. from OAN
right.
to Trump in today's ridiculous press conference.
Yes.
I have two questions. Do you consider the term Chinese?
OAN.
Yes, sir.
Thank very you. Good. Thank you.
Oh, I'm hard. You're very attractive, by the way.
Is that real?
You're in a very attractive. You're a very attractive Asian woman.
So is she an attractive Asian woman? And he's looking at her and he's getting a big
O-A-N.
Boner. Oh my God! What a
well,
pig.
You know he's judging whoever asks the question. If it's CNN, yes. he's like fake news.
God, CNN.
OAN is like love ya.
I have two questions. Do you consider the term Chinese?
OAN.
Yes, sir. Thank
very
you.
Good. Thank
I have
you
two
very
questions.
Much. It treat me very nicely.
Do you consider the term Chinese food racist because it's food that originates in China or
so now at this point other reporters, you know, they're spread out. They've limited the number of reporters. But
are
now
you
you're
kidding?
Starting to see heads turn because
is
they're
she
like
kidding?
Did she just say is Chinese food? Here she is. Watch this guy.
Racist because it's food that originates in China or it has Chinese.
No, I don't think it's racist.
People are touching their faces like, oh my God.
On that note, major left-wing news media, even in this room, have teamed up with Chinese Communist Party narratives.
Extreme leftist news media, even in this room, have teamed up with Chinese Communist Party narratives.
You know, I want to say this. There is a business in downtown Pensacola that they said they are closed because of the pandemic. And then they cross out pandemic and wrote dim/panic. And you know why? Because they watch OAN probably.
Probably, yeah.
They're dumb as fuck.
In this room have teamed up with Chinese Communist Party narratives. And they're claiming you are racist for making these claims about Chinese virus. Is it alarming that major media players just...
Now, these reporters are looking... The real reporters, the adults in the room, are now looking at each other like,
right.
Holy fuck, do you believe this bullshit?
God.
And if I was a journalist, I would be like, why is that creature in the room?
Yes!
Why is this happening?
In the room! Bitch, she's at a press conference!
Yeah.
Is it alarming that major media players just to oppose you are consistently siding with foreign state propaganda, Islamic radicals, and Latin gangs and cartels, and they work right here at the White House with direct access to you and your team?
So, what do you think Trump is going to say?
Oh, yeah.
They're aligning with Islamic radicals. So, if you're criticizing Trump, you're siding with communist China, Islamic radicals, And MS-13 ravaging gangs.
I want to see emails from OAN. I want to believe that this wasn't orchestrated. Because this
and cartels. And they work right here at the White House with direct access to you and your team.
These people are desperately trying not to laugh now. A bunch of these reporters.
I mean,
it's horror. And it's oh my God, this is insane kind of looks on their faces.
I mean... We need to learn shit that we need to... I don't
know. You and your team.
It amazes me when I read the things that I read. It amazes me when I read the Wall Street Journal, which is always so negative. It amazes me when I read the New York Times is not even... I barely read it. You know, we don't distribute it in the White House anymore. And the same thing.
Liar. You lie.
Every word, you motherfucker.
With the Washington Post. Because, you see, I know the truth. And people out there in the world, they really don't know the truth. They don't know what it is. They use different slogans and different concepts for me almost every week, trying to catch something. Last week, it was all chaos. You see me. There's no chaos. I have no chaos.
Oh, my God. But
lying
this
fascist.
Is all about him being called out for calling it the Chinese virus. And they're like, well, what about the Spanish flu? What about the what about this? You know, we've named it after where it comes from before. Okay, yeah, but Spaniards weren't being pulled out in the streets and punched.
Yes.
Spaniards were not being yelled at, spat at. There was another, I saw a tweet today from a woman who said that she was out taking her trash out, talking on the phone to her Chinese mother, speaking in Chinese, and some guy started yelling at her, saying, this is your fault.
Dude, you always have to be worried.
You people.
You got to worry about that in America.
She's an American.
All the time. You always.
She was born here. She was just speaking Chinese to her Chinese mom.
We just can't not be racist. It's a thing here.
We're telling everybody to be calm. There's no chaos at the White House. We have unbelievable professionals. It's really, I mean, I think I came up with the term. I hope I came up with the term, but it is fake news. It's more than fake news. It's corrupt news. They write stories without calling anybody. They write a story.
He is speaking to every other journalist in the room except for this OAN person who he is thrilled with.
Yeah, this is theater that we're watching. This was thought of. This was staged. I'm sorry. We are watching bad fucking community theater right now. These motherfuckers, this is a coordinated thing. Somebody sent it. Stephen Miller sent an email to this chick and was like, hey, say this to Trump and he's going to say this.
So there you go. Oh, here's somebody who tweeted.
Disgusting.
OAN reporter. Mr. President, are Chinese checkers racist? No. But they come from China. Not racist. This is a parody.
That, okay, because I wasn't sure.
OAN reporter says, see, what about the fake media propping up communist dictators to weaponize a virus? Trump says, isn't she great? Just like we rehearsed. That's what you're saying.
Welcome to play practice, everybody. And that wasn't very good. Gay, start acting. If you're going to act, act better.
This guy says, holy fucking shit. How can anyone consider OAN a legitimate news outlet? This is batshit of lunatic proportions.
Well, a lot of people in Florida love it. Fuck, in Alabama, it's all over the South. Gross.
I guess we got to get this goddamn
fucking country. Free the butthole cut.
Oh. Here is Chanel Rion, hard-hitting reporter,
right,
a couple of weeks ago.
Now we go back to COVID-19. Scientists say it comes from bats, but some are questioning the nature of the virus, noting some unusual and unnatural compositions of the virus. Is something amiss? Greg Rubini, a citizen investigator and a monitored source amongst a certain set in the DC intelligence community, raises intriguing connections linking the Wuhan coronavirus to a biosafety level 3 lab in North Carolina.
It was created in North Carolina by, let me translate what she said, an internet asshole.
Oh,
expert.
He's a citizen investigator.
Oh, we
got to
get out of here. A citizen
source.
Investigator. Oh, my God. We're
fuck
running
you.
Late. Although it's our station, we can cut into our next hour if we fucking want to or not. But it makes it hard on me for the scheduling, so we got to go. Thanks for listening to us, everybody. We got to go fast here. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 for Faithless Friday. Never more appropriate. Ryan's at Radar Comedy on all the social medias and at RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody. Stay safe.
Free the butthole cut.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.